Vayter in Shas, we are on Daf Gimel, picking it up 11 lines down. So, what are we going to see today? First off, we're going to see something that I should have ended off with yesterday, a quick little point, and then we're going to continue with the point that we discussed, that the king start from Nisan, and we asked, where do we know that from? We had one answer of Yochanan, that he said where we know it from, then we challenged it, saying maybe, who says it's Nisan, maybe it's from Tishrei? Then we say, no, that's not the case, and we prove from a bunch of psukim. Today we're going to challenge that and challenge it and challenge it. Maybe it's this month. Maybe it's that month. Maybe these are the month. Maybe that's where they start the count. So finally, the Gemara is going to come with the second answer. And that's Rabbi Elazar. Elazar is going to give another answer of how we know Nisan. Both are agreeing it's starting in Nisan. There's different psukim that bring it out. Then we're going to have a brisa which supports both of them, Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar. Following that, Rav Chista is going to come along and qualify their idea and say that Nisan is only for Malchei Yisrael, when we're counting the years only according to the Jewish kings. For the Umos Olam, it is Tishrei. Then we're going to ask a question. Aye, but Korei Yeshua is one of the Umos Olam. We see that he went by Nisan. We say, yeah, because he's a Melech Kasher. Then the Gemara says, aye, but we're going to find Psukim that support that he actually went by Tishrei. And furthermore, we're not even sure if it's talking about him, Koresh or Daryavish. Says the Gemara, they end up being the Koresh and Daryavish are really the same person. And really, in a chinami, that we went back to Tishrei because he kind of went off the derech. He was Hichmitz, and that's why we no longer look at him like Nisan. That, my friends, is your overview. Let's jump into the Gemara. So, we're 11 lines down. First one line is Ikid da Amri. We had left off yesterday discussing, and this is really should have been at the end of yesterday's daf, that Sichon. And we discussed that Sichon is really Kenaan. And the Gemara said a few lines earlier, it says, Hu Sichon, Hu Arad, Hu Kenaan. And we said the reason he's called Sichon, because he was like a Sayach, Bamidbar, it's like a small horse in the desert. Kenaan, Hashem Achusa, because of his kingship. And Umash Shmo, his name was Arad. His real name of Sichon was Arad. Arad Shmo. Ikadamri, and this is what we're up to. Here we go. Arad is, why he's called Arad, because Domel Arad Bamidbar. And Arad is a wild donkey, a desert donkey. Kenaan, Hashem Achusa, because of the Malchus of Canaan. Umashmo's real name was Sichon, Sichon Shemo. All right, now into more of today's. Ve'emaz like the Gemara, you're saying that really we go according to Nisan. Who says? Ve'emaz Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Why don't we say that the beginning of the year, the count is not from Nisan, but actually the count goes by Iyar. Says the Gemara, Lo Sagadaitach. You wouldn't have thought that it's Iyar. You know why? Because we have a pasuk which says, Vayhi b'chodesh harishon. It was in the first month. Bashana Shinis, in the second year. Be'echad l'chodesh, on the first of the month. Hukam HaMishkan. So again, very important, if you don't know the months of the Jewish year, to write this out, to be able to keep this as a reference point. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tamaz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, and Adar. So we have as follows. It says the following, Vayibachodesh HaRishon, which is the first month, is Nisan. Bashana Sheni is the second year of them leaving Mitzrayim. Be'echad HaChodesh, in the first of the month, Hukam HaMishkan, they set up the Mishkan. That's one pasuk. Another pasuk says, Uksiv, Vayihi, Bashana Sheni, in the second year. Bechodesh HaSheni, in the second month. Naleh Anan Me'al Mishkan Eidos, the cloud came up, went up from the Mishkan. You wanted to suggest that ER was the new year, but hold on a second. Me dekoy b'nisan v'kari le'shana shenis. We said that it happened in Nisan, which is the second year. V'kari b'ER v'kari le'shana shenis. And we saw in Vine ER, Nisan then ER, and it's still called shana shenis. Mechlal de Rosh Hashanah lav ERhu. It's not ER because then it would be called shana shlishis and not shana shenis. Right, it's not ER. We can't say it's ER because of Nisan and ER, and it's still called second year. Let's say Sivan is the beginning. Lo segadaydich, you wouldn't thought that it's Sivan. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Bachodesh Hashlishi, on the third month, let's say it's B'nai Yisrael Mitzrayim. The Jewish people leave Mitzrayim, Nisan, ER, Sivan, the third month when they left Mitzrayim. V'im Isan, if you want to say that Sivan is considered now a new year, then it should have said B'chodesh HaShlishi B'shana HaShenis Latzei Smi Ba'ilei, because now it's no longer the first year, it's the second year, would have said that. In fact, you're okay, V'im Thomas, and then it just goes down the list. V'im Av, V'im Adar, maybe all of these are the beginning of the year. So the Gemara, instead of going through each one, says, all right, let's go, good. These are all kashas of Yochanan, who said that it's not Tishrei, and then we want to say that it's not ER, it's not Sivan, and maybe it's all these other ones. Says, okay, fine. So we have another answer. El Amar Belazar. How do we know that it's Nisan? Mehacha. We learn it from the following idea. The Pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, Vayachal Livnos Bachodesh Hasheni, Basheni, Bishnas Arba Lamalchuso. Strange word that's thrown in there. It says that Vayachal, and he began, this is Shlomo Melech beginning to build the Bet HaMikdash. Vayachal Livnos, he began to build, but he wanted to begin to build. Vayachal Livnos Bachodesh Hasheni, in the second month, that would be Iyar. Hasheni, the second, whatever that means. Basheni, it says Vayachal Livnos Bachodesh Hasheni, second month. Basheni, in the second. And then Bishnas Arba Lachuso in the fourth year of his reign. My Sheni, what does it mean when it says that word Sheni over there? It says Bachodesh Sheni, Basheni. Lav Sheni Liyarach Shemoni Bol Malchuso? Is it not the second month that after the month which we go and we're counting when he started? So there you have it, that it ends up being that Iyar is the second month following Nisan. It started in Nisan, then Iyar. So what do you see from the fact that it says that it's a Chodesh Hasheni, Basheni Bishnas Arba Lamachuso, which is the second of when he started, meaning Nisan. Beautiful. So that's how you have it, that it's Nisan. Maskevler Rav says, who says? Ve'ema Basheni Bachodesh. Maybe when it says Basheni, it means the second day of the month, as the Pasuk says again. Vayachal Livnos Bachodesh Hasheni, in the second month. Basheni, maybe it means the second day of the month. How do you know, does it mean that? It says, no, Im Kane, then Sheni Bachodesh. It would have said explicitly, it would have written that it was the second of the month. In fact, it didn't say that, it means that it's the second of the months of him ruling. Maybe it means the second day of the week. Maybe it means Monday. We don't find that we do such things. And furthermore, we make a hekesh of the second sheni to the first sheni. Ma sheni kama in the pasuk is talking about chodesh. Av sheni basa chodesh. So to the second one that comes up is talking about chodesh. Now, what we've done so far is, yesterday we saw Rav Yochanan's opinion, today we see Rav Elazar different psukim to show that it's actually starting from Nisan. Now we have a bright, so it supports both. Tanya comes to Rav Yochanan from yesterday, as well it's going to support Rav Elazar. Tanya comes to Rav Yochanan, Minayin Shein Monin Lam Lamalachim Elo B'Nisan. How do we know that we only start to count from Nisan? Now we just read all the psukim that we saw. Shinam Rav Yibishwanim Shana Barba Meos Shana Latzeis B'nei Sobe Eretz Mitzrayim. This is yesterday's drashas. Uksiv, and it says, Vayal Aaron Akoin Elahar Elahar Al Pi Hashem. Uksiv, Vayib Arba'im Shana Bashteyasar Chodesh. Uksiv, Achrei El Kosa Eis Sichon. Va'omer Vayishma Hakenani Va'omer Vayiru Al Kol Eida Ki Gova Aaron V'Gomer. Va'omer Vayihib Chodesh Harishon Mashana Shenis. Va'omer Vayib Shana Shenis V'Chodesh Hasheni. Va'omer V'Chodesh Hasheni V'Chodesh Hasheni. Va'omer Vayochel Livnos. These are all the psukim that we just dealt with yesterday and today, which bring out to know, how do we know that it's actually from Nisan, period. Amar Rav Chisa, now he comes to qualify, like we said, that this is only talking about Jewish kings. Lo Shana Ela L'malchi Yisrael. Ava L'malchi Umos Ha'olam Mitishrei Manina. And they start from Tishrei, not from Nisan, but from Tishrei. Shanaamar is about success. Divrei Nechemiah ben Chachalyah Vayihi B'chodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim. The words of Nechemiah, the son of Chachalyah, and it was in the month of Kislev of the 20th year. It's talking about the 20th year of his reign. And the pasuk is talking about someone by the name of Artaxasta. He was the king at the time. And that what we're saying is, and the pasukim go on to go like in detail about how it's not good. The Jewish people in Yerushalayim are really not doing well. But it's saying that the words in Nehemiah is that it was a month of Kislev in the 20th year. Uksiv, another pasuk, it says, Vayib Chodesh Nisan. Now don't forget, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan. And then we finally come back to Kislev. So we're saying over here that it was a Kislev in the 20th year. And then another pasuk which says, following this one, Vayib Chodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim L'Artachshasta, and it was the 20th year of Artachshasta. And if you're saying Nisan starts it over, then it wouldn't say 20, you would say the 21st year, because Nisan's coming afterwards, must be because it hasn't yet hit Tishrei. Midikoy beKislev, v'kar l'shnas esrim, v'kar b'Nisan, v'kar l'shnas esrim, like I just spelled that, Michlal de Rosh Hashanah lav Nisan hu. You see, the Rosh Hashanah is not Nisan according to the Umos Ha'olam. In fact, the Gemara Bishlam Ahayach, I understand that second pasuk that we brought up, it says straight out, that v'yib ha'chodesh Nisan shnas esrim l'ar tachshasta. That says it straight up, Mefarish de l'ar tachshasta. Elohai, but the previous pasuk, it says, Mimai de l'ar tachshasta. Who says it was talking about the 20th year of the reign of Artachshasta? Maybe it's talking about someone. Dilma, beep, turn the page, give them the base. It's talking about something else entirely. It's a different type of count. And it's not talking about the kingdom of Artaxerxes. Therefore, you have no raya. Amar Papa, no. this we spoke about yesterday, and now we're getting to the point where we brought up Shnas Esrim L'Gezeirah Shava. I remember I did it. Beep, Gimel Beis, I think I said it. Shnas Esrim L'Gezeirah Shava. We have the word, the year, the 20th year in both Psukim, it's a Gezeirah Shava. Mahasal L'Arta Shasta, just like the second Pasuk is that, talking about that, Av Hachal HaShachas does this too, as well as talking about, clearly, Nisan is not the starting point for the Umas Olam. And they say Tishrei is. Umimai, the Maisa, the Kislev Kadim, Frakting Marvel. Who says that Kislev, the story of Kislev came first? Maybe it's out of order. Dilma Maisa, the Nisan Kadim, and therefore that's why it's considered the same year, because that second pasuk we brought really came first in chronologically, and then the second one, and the first one came second. So therefore you have Nisan, Yer Sivan, Tamad Ela Tishrei, and then you have Kislev, and then you have the next year. So that's why it's in the same year. Dilma Maisa, Nisan Kadim. It's like, well, Saka Daitach. You wouldn't have thought that's the case. The Tanyas, we learned in a Braisa. Dvarim Sha'amar Chanani L'Nechemya B'Kislev Amar Nechemya L'Melech B'Nisan. The things that Hanani said to Nehemiah in Kislev, like we saw in the Pasuk, like all the bad things that were going on for the Jewish people, that's what Nehemiah said to the king in the second Pasuk that comes up in Nisan. Devarim Sha'amar Hanani L'Nehemiah B'Kislev, what are they? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachiloi, Vahib Chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim, like we started already. It was the 20th year of the reign. I was in Shushan. And he came to me, one of my brothers, who Anoshim Yehuda. I asked about the Yehuda, my plata that are left over, Ashanishum and Ashevi of Yerushalayim, that are left over from the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash that are still over there. What's going on with them? And they said to me, the ones that are left over, Shamba Medina, Bera'a Gedola, they're in a terrible state of a cherpa, a busha, the chomas Yerushalayim, and they're in a bad state, and the walls of Yerushalayim is breached, and the gates are on fire. Amar Nechemi Lamelech B'Nisan, then Nechemi went to the king in Nisan, Shenemar, as it says, and he was the one. He was the bartender. He was the one who gave the wine. Shenemar, vayibachodesh Nisan shnas esrim la'tachshasta amelech yayin lefanav va'esa es yayin ve'etna lamelech, and I brought the wine because he was the barkeeper, the bartender. Lamelech v'lo yisi ra lefanav, and I never looked bad in front of him. I was always in a good mood, but today it wasn't. Vayomer li'amelech, and he noticed, Madua panecha roim, why is your face down, like bad? Why are you looking so sad? Va'ata incha chola, you're not sick. Inza kiyam ro'a lev, it must be a problem with your heart. You're not feeling good. Va'ira harbi ma'od, and I'm nervous for you. Vayomer li'amelech, and I said to the king, ha'melech li'olem yichya, the king should live, long live the king. Madua lo yeru panai. Why should my face not be so sad? Asher ha'ir base kivro savosai chareva oshara uklu ba'esh. The place of my ancestors where they are buried, it's destroyed and its gates are on fire. Vayomer li ha'melech al maze atomavakish v'espalel el elokei ha'shamayim. What is it that you want? Yes, what do you want? And I pray to Shemayim. I asked for, some good help. Shem should have a little assistance over here. And I said to the king, maybe a double move like the Purim story. He says, if it's good for the king, and I find favor in your eyes, let me go to my city of my ancestors where they're buried, that I could go ahead and I could build it up. Allow me to go. And the king said to me, and the Shegal was sitting by him. We'll see what that means. We're going to see that later. It's not such a beautiful story. But anyway, the Shegal is sitting with me, sitting with him. Ad Masai Yia Malachecha, how long are you going to be going for? Masai Toshuv, when are you going to be coming back? Vayitav Lefnei Amelech Vayishlacheni Vatnei Lozman. And he was happy with what I said, and he sent me there, and I was able to go. Okay, so that was just an elongated point to show that indeed these are going in the proper order, and therefore we say that Nisan isn't the turning point for the Umas Olam, but rather Tishrei is, period. Now, Frak the Gemara, Masav Rav Yosef, now you came along, and what did you say? Rav Chista came along, and he had told us that the Jewish ones go by Nisan, but the Goyish, the Umas Olam, it goes by Tishrei. Masav Rav Yosef, by Yom Esrim ve'arba'a lachodesh bashishi b'shnas shtayim lid Dar Yavesh. Dar Yavesh was was the king, he was ruling, and it says on the 24th day of the month, in the sixth, what do I mean, the sixth month, we're talking about Elul, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz of Elul, in the sixth of Elul, in the second year of Daryavish, Uksiv, and then it says, Bashvi'i, Be'esrim Be'echad L'chodesh, it says that in the seventh month, which is Tishrei, on the 21st of the month. Now you said that Tishrei is the turning point for them. V'emis, then if it's really true, then it should have said Bishvi in the seventh, Bishnas Shalosh mi Baile. It should have said in the beginning of the third year. Right, because the first one goes and says in the beginning of the second year, and now it's saying in the seventh month, it should now be, which is Tishrei, it should be the third year. In fact, it doesn't say that, it must be that they don't go by Tishrei. Amar Bavel, Koresh Melech Kosher Haya. Koresh was a Melech Kosher. Now, don't forget, those psukim we're talking about Daryavish, like it says. Right now it says Koresh is a Melech Kosher. The Fikach Manu lo Kamalchi Yisrael. Therefore, he counted like the Jewish count. Maskel v'Rav Yosef. He says, hold on one second. Chada, first of all, Dim Kein Koshu Krai Hadadi. If you want to say that he was kosher and he goes according to the years of the Jewish way, then we have a problem. Why? Because we have a pasuk that says, "Zechsev v'sheitzi baisa dina ad yom t'lasa lirech adar dihishnas sheis l'malchus dar yavesh malka." Pasuk says that the temple was completed on the third day of the month of Adar, in the sixth year of the reign of Daryavish. V'tanya, we have another verse that says, Ba'osel Zman L'shana Ba, at that time, on the next year, now what does that mean, the next year? If we're talking about that it was the month of Adar, and the sixth, and they called it the sixth year, and then we said at that time, Ba'osel Zman, on that time, L'shana Ba, the next year, Ola Ezer mi Bavel v'galusi uimah. Ezer went up to the from Bavel, and his galus was with him, he brought people with him. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, V'yavo Yerushalayim b'chodesh ha-chamishi hishnas ha-shvi'is la-melech. First pasuk says it was Adar. Then it was a full year later was Adar. And then we have a little bit after that, the fifth month, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, which is the fifth month, so it's like a year and a half after that event. And it calls it that it was Shnas HaShvi'is. But if it was Adar, and then the following year was Adar, and then after that it came up till Av, that means that there was a second Nisan passed. And yet it calls it the Shnas HaShvi'is. V'emisa, according to you, that Daryavish, we count according to Nisan, then Shnas HaShminis mi Baile, it should have said that it's the eighth year. Why are you calling it that it was the seventh year? And you said that we go according to the count of Koresh, and Koresh should go according to the count of Nisan. The Od, Midami, how are you comparing this? Hasim Koresh. That's talking about Koresh. Hacha Daryavish. We're talking about Daryavish. How are you comparing the two of them? Says the Gemara, Tana, who Koresh, who Daryavish, who Hashem, who are Tachshasta. They had three different names. It was Koresh, Daryavish, Tachshasta, the same person. Koresh, he was called Shemelech Kosher, because he was Kosher. Ar Tachshasta, Al Shem Malchus. It's called Tachshasta because of the Malchus. There was this a title that they used to be called. They were called, like, we know, President, the Prime Minister. Paro, like many different Pyros, but it's called Paro, it's called Tachshasta. Umashmo, what was his real name? Daryavish Shemo. So that answers up of, was it Koresh or Daryavish? Same person. We call Malcolm Kasher, we of the Kasha of, hold on a second, do we go according to Nisan, according to Tishrei? If you say you're going according to Nisan, then it should be its eighth year. If you say according to Tishrei, then it makes sense to the seventh year. I'm Rav Yitzchak Lo Kasha. Kan Kodem Shehichmitz, this is before he became Chameh, so it's before he went off and he did the wrong things, as we're going to see. Kan La'achet Shehichmitz, and this was talking about after he started doing the wrong thing, then he started going back according to Tishrei. Beforehand, we went by Nisan, now we go by Tishrei. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.